Let's bring in Al Jazeera senior political analyst now, Marwan Bashara, who joins us by Skype from Paris. Marwan, thanks so much for being on the program. As we've been hearing, there's this almost feeling of anticipation that things could escalate quickly. Why haven't we seen Hamas get involved yet, and will it?
Well, actually, this depends on what happens in the next day or two. What we've heard earlier today from the Israeli head of intelligence about the need for Israel to wrap it up, as it were, because there's a sense that if the Israeli Air Force continues to bombard Gaza, that Hamas will have to get involved. And in that case, then we are talking about a wider war. But if, as it's claimed, the Israeli forces have accomplished, as it were, their mission by killing more Palestinian leaders and terrorizing the Gaza Strip, and they will wrap it up or start winding it down, then we could see an end to it in a few days, with Israel probably taking credit for that in terms of allowing the Egyptians to also take some credit for mediating a so-called ceasefire. So this is a very sensitive moment now. It could lead to wider war, or it could lead to wrapping it up. It's basically up to the Israelis at this point in time, as the head of the intelligence said, for them to wrap it up.
Yes, speaking of the Israelis, where do you think they sit with all of this? Have they effectively made the point that they wanted to make?
Well, you know, this is part of a continuous aggression against Gaza. And every time it comes under different pretext or justification. This time it is going after al-Jihad, or as the Israelis put it, the Iranian-supported Islamic Jihad in Gaza, in a preemptive operation to deter them from carrying terrorist attack. This is the Israeli pretext. That's the Israeli wording, as it were. Of course, it is part of a long pattern, and that pattern goes on not just a decade or two, it goes on over five decades. For some of us who've, as you were, Emily, covering the war in Ukraine, it's been going on for five-plus months under similar pretext, terror, preemption, invasion, punishment, and, of course, resistance to foreign occupation and so on and so forth. It's been going on for five-plus months, and it angered the entire world. And basically, the West, the enlightened democracies, are up in arms about what's going on in Ukraine. Five-plus months. Well, in Gaza, this has been going on for 50-plus years. 50-plus years of more of the same, Israel using the same pretext, justification about combating terror, about protecting its population, while at the same time occupying, aggressing, terrorizing an entire people. So in terms of this particular operation, they say they went after some leaders of or assets of the Islamic Jihad. They terrorized Gaza in the process. Gaza, that has over 50% under the age of 16, 50% of the population, and we're talking about a population that is an absolute majority, refugees and their descendants. So to terrorize them once again, there's a certain sadism to it all. So if Israel thinks that its sadistic mission is over with the killing of so many and the terrorizing of countless people, well, yes, you could say it is this time around.
All right, well, we'll certainly be watching this space. We appreciate your insights, as always. Marwan Bashara, Al Jazeera senior political analyst, thank you.